The Pontifical Council for the Family concluded its 20th plenary assembly on Thursday with an audience with Pope Benedict XVI. The assembly marked the 30th anniversary of the apostolic exhortation Familiaris Consortio and of the creation of the Pontifical Council. Cardinal Sean O'Malley, the Archbishop of Boston and a member of the Council, spoke to Christopher Wells about the pastoral challenges facing the Church as she proclaims God's message for families.
Certainly the Council, having been established by Familiaris Consortio, has to do with family and all the different aspects of the centrality of the family in the life of the Church. Part of the responsibilities of this council are also promoting the gospel of life, which is, of course, in today's world, very, very important. There are so many challenges, abortion, physician-assisted suicide, embryonic stem cell research, as well as challenges to marriage with divorce and cohabitation and the redefinition of marriage. All of these things are great challenges, and yet we know that for a life of discipleship and fidelity to Christ and his teachings, that that marriage and family are so important, and the Church is one of the few voices that is out there trying to defend these values in these institutions. And so the work of this council is very, very important to encourage our leadership throughout the world in their work to defend the family and defend life.
And Eminence, you've been a bishop now for many years, a priest before that. What do you see as the greatest pastoral challenges when speaking about the family and when dealing with people who have questions about family life and about morality in the family?
Sure. Well, I think the challenge is transmitting the faith to a new generation of Catholics so that they have a sense of vocation, particularly the vocation to marriage, and also that they have a sense of being called to be part of a mission that is a communal mission in the Church, to work for the establishment of a civilization of love, as the Holy Father often talks about. We live in a world that's become so highly individualistic and where people's goals and ambitions are often colored by that kind of individualism, and yet we know that this is so destructive to who we are, what we are. And so calling people to discover in God's love and his plan who we are, why we're here, what we're called to do with our lives. And if we can transmit the faith and help people to experience God's love, then they will want to embrace their vocation and with great trust embrace God's will for us.
This plenary assembly marks the 30th anniversary both of Familiaris Consortio and of the Pontifical Council for the Family. 30 years on, where do you see us? Where do you see the Church? Where do you see the world in dealing with family and life issues?
Well, particularly in today's world, the work of this council takes on greater importance than ever. We see in the States that fewer people are getting married, fewer people are having children, and so they're not getting the message. And so the work of the council is of paramount importance for the life of the Church. And so I'm very happy to be a part of this. And it's the struggles and the challenges are very great, but nothing could be more important than this work.
Your Eminence, with the U.S. elections coming up, one of the big issues are life issues and family issues. Can you tell us something about the perspective of the bishops and your own perspective on family issues and social issues in the upcoming political situation in the United States?
Certainly. I think it's going to be important for the Church to raise up a number of these issues because obviously when the economy is bad, everyone is focused on the need for more jobs and security and so forth. But the other issues are very, very important, and certainly one that has surfaced in the immediate past is the whole area of conscience and religious freedom. And the president of the conference, Archbishop Dolan, has set up a commission under Bishop Laurie to look at these issues. I think it's one of the biggest challenges that we have in the States right now. So obviously the Bishop's Conference will be talking more about these issues, and particularly religious liberty.